May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The call to come follow me, is absolutely fundamental to our faith, isn't it? The words that Jesus gave to the first of those that he then drew into his band of followers, his disciples. We know them, those stories, as Jesus walks along the Sea of Galilee and sees the fishermen and says, come, follow me. Or he goes to the tax collector's booth, to the place where Matthew or Levi, as he's sometimes called, is there collecting taxes, and he says, come, follow me. It's absolutely fundamental and integral to our faith. And it produces the word disciple, as I mentioned, and that is a powerful biblical word. Jesus calls the 12 and begins his work of proclaiming the kingdom in them and through them. So Jesus' call and the words that follow it, the describing words of those who respond to his call, have a good and beautiful biblical tradition. But I wonder whether the word disciple maybe has a little bit of baggage. I'm just going to show you one or two pictures. What do you think of when you think of the word disciple? I'm sure there are lots of good associations, lots of good thoughts and meanings that come to your mind. And as I say, it's a beautiful biblical word and not one that I wish to disrespect at all. But I wonder whether in our desire to be faithful to the scriptures, we maybe go first to this kind of image of a first century Palestinian Jew, maybe bearded, wearing a tunic and sandals, perhaps, as was mentioned, as fishermen. The word disciple can maybe have a little bit of baggage. I wonder what you think of when you think of the word apprentice. Now, I know for some, you'll go immediately to Alan Sugar, okay? And to that program, which seems a bit brutal to me. But anyway, when I think of the word apprentice, this is the image that comes to mind. When we were having our reordering, our refurbishment done, Ernst had two or three people who worked with him. And they spent time watching him, helping him, learning from him. There's quite a lot of tools, there was quite a lot of mess, quite a lot of time, quite a lot of just shadowing somebody and seeing what they did. Without in any way disrespecting the word disciple, I wonder whether perhaps the word apprentice could be a helpful one for us as we think, what does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to respond to that call here in 2025? And in case anyone's a bit worried and thinking that that isn't a word that's used in Scripture, well, we've had that beautiful passage from Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus calls people, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So perhaps, potentially, this word, apprentice, might be one that we can add to the word disciple. And when you think about apprentice, you are, I think, being invited into a process of learning, of acquiring skills, of growing and developing, of becoming. A process which, at its best, can be deep and significant, where we are formed into something that we maybe thought we could never do. The apprentice is somebody who learns and is formed and is changed. And perhaps this call of Jesus to come, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, can be likened to this sense of being apprenticed to Jesus, of being formed in his hands. And I'm sure you don't need me to tell you, this process of formation takes time. And you might already be thinking, oh, Tom's now going to tell us to do lots of things that we know we should already be doing. Well, let's just park that for a minute. And just think, how are we being formed now? Because, as lots of people have pointed out, we are already being formed. We are already apprentices. We are already watching and learning and copying. We are already doing it. The question is not what are we shall we be apprentices? The question is, what kind of apprentices shall we be? Apparently, most people in the UK spend something like 2 to 4 hours a day, 2 to 4 hours a day watching television. Most people in the UK spend 2 to 4 hours on average on their phone. Some people do it at the same time. Don't know how they do that, by the way, but some people do. We are already being formed. We know about the power of social media and their algorithms, the way in which very simple things that we may click or touch or watch or talk about can then lead us into similar and more extreme material. We are already being formed. We are already apprentices. The question is, to what and to whom? Are we being apprentices of Elon Musk? Are we being apprentices of Mark Zuckerberg? Are we being formed into the kind of people that they want us to be? We are already in this process. The question is, who do we want to be apprenticed to? And of course, as Christians, we want to say that we want to be following him. In order to be apprenticed to Jesus, we have to be with him, don't we? It's very difficult, in fact, just ridiculous, to think that you could be an apprentice and never be with your teacher. They are the ones who are going to teach us. They are the ones who are going to lead us, to change us, to form us. You can't be an apprentice if you're not with your teacher. So there's a challenge there, isn't there, for each of us? For those things that form us and our desire to be with him. Now please don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to send anyone on a guilt trip. What on earth is the point of doing that? But the challenge comes to all of us, doesn't it? If I am watching television for 2 to 4 hours a day, and there isn't time to read the scriptures or to pray or to sit quietly with him, then something is wrong, isn't it? Even if Liverpool did score 2 late goals and I had to stay up to watch match of the day. How can we be with him if we don't make time to be with him? To do what he did and does. At the heart of the apprentice model is this beautiful process where the teacher says, I do, you watch. Next time, I do, you help. The next time, you do, I help. And then finally, you do, and I watch. I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. The process of learning from somebody, of doing what they do. And you see this in the Gospels, don't you? You see Jesus sending his disciples out quite early on. And he sends them out to do exactly the same things as he has been doing. And we know what a shower they are. We know that they are going to let him down and they're going to bicker about who's the greatest and miss the point time and time again. And yet Jesus says, you are the people that are going to do what I do. The process of learning how to do what I currently can't do. I can't love people. I can't forgive them. I can't be gracious. I can't overcome my irritation. To apprentice to him who can. And this is the beautiful thing about the model of being an apprentice. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. If you can't do it now, it does not follow that you will never be able to do it. If you learn, if you are intentional about this, you will change. You will be able to love and forgive and be gracious and compassionate. You will be able to pray for people. You will be able to speak the scriptures to people. You will be able to do what he does. If anyone's done that rather remarkable thing, couch to 5K, I don't know if anyone's ever done that. When they start you off, and you can choose your voice, you can have Denise Lewis, or you can have Michael Johnson, or you can have somebody else, and the first thing, they just get you to walk for a minute. You start off doing something really, really simple. And then you do it 3 times in a week. And then the next week, you do a little bit more. And a little bit more, and a little bit more. And within 3 months, people can run 5K. Eve, our daughter, started doing that. And a couple of months ago, she ran a marathon. No one in our family has ever run a marathon. Okay? She didn't run the marathon straight away. She wouldn't have been able to. But there's a process of learning to do what I currently can't do. That's the beauty of learning from him, of being engaged in a process where he transforms us to do what he did. And ultimately, of course, to become like him. If there was a book and the title of the book said, would you like to live a life with more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, you probably think two things. One, well, there's another self-help book. And secondly, perhaps you think, well, yes, actually, I would. I would like to live a life with more love, with more joy, with more peace, with more patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We know the passage, don't we? Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit. But doesn't that sound wonderful? To live a life more full of love, more full of joy, more full of peace. To become like Jesus is not some dreadful and onerous sort of a task that we have to do. It is actually stepping into life in all its fullness, life as it is meant to be lived. You do get these glimpses, don't you, of Jesus at parties, being invited out to people's houses. And there's a complete buzz around him. Yes, of course, he's Jesus. He's the Word made flesh, of course. But there is also this amazing sense that here is a human being fully alive. To be apprenticed to Jesus, to learn from him, is to become like him, fully alive. Doesn't that sound amazing and attractive and rich and wonderful? And, you know, in a time when when our churches are often struggling, when we're often told how things are tough for the church, buildings are closing and congregations dwindling and all that kind of thing. Wouldn't it be amazing if we were people like Jesus? Can you think of anything more attractive than that? I was trying to think earlier, how far would I travel to meet Jesus? How far would I travel if he were here? Just for a day, how far would I travel? I'd like to think I'd travel as far as I could, just to be with him, just for a little while. Imagine if people thought that about you, about me, about us. And yes, of course we're sinful and we're fallen and we're works in progress. Of course we are. But this is what he holds up in front of us. To become like him. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be thinking together, what does it mean to be an apprentice of Jesus? What does it mean to be with him? What does it mean to do what he did and does? What does it mean to become like him? And this big question, of course, lurking in the background, how? How do we do this? And I hope that over the weeks we'll look and learn together. But it starts with this underlying call. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is the best apprenticeship there is. Amen. We're going to have a time of song worship, and we're going to